KNBR 680 with the all-star Brandon Crawford. What a thrill for you.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's an honor to be named to this team, and especially coming from the player vote, it's, I think, a little extra special, and definitely honored, and I appreciate it.
Were you a little nervous whether you'd make it or not? I know you got millions of votes, obviously, but you had to get named by the players. Nerves at all?
It wasn't something I was thinking about a whole lot. We're trying to go out there every day and win a game, so I wasn't too worried about the All-Star game. I was just trying to go out there and play well every day, and fortunately it happened for me.
All right, but what does it mean to be named? The manager could name you, or you could vote in by a million votes or whatever, but the players voted you, and that's pretty important.
I think it's extra special coming from your peers and getting the recognition from them and the coaches on the other teams. It's pretty cool coming from them, and it's definitely an honor.
Yeah. Well, how'd you find out about it?
Bochy told me last Wednesday when we were in Miami. He called me in and let me know that I had won the players' vote.
Very nice. All right. Joe Panik is going with you. And let's talk a little bit about the second baseman, Rich Aurelia, Jeff Kent, Giants who've done it. And what does it mean to you to have him go with you?
It's awesome. I mean, I don't think it happens a whole lot where a middle infield combo goes to the All-Star game together. So it's awesome that we're going to be able to go out there and hopefully play on the same field at the same time. Because I think we have a pretty good connection out there, so it'd be pretty nice.
All right, Brandon Crawford with us. Have you been to an All-Star game before?
I went to the Home Run Derby when I was here in San Francisco. I think it was 2007. But I've never been to the game before, no.
So what do you anticipate? I mean, it's a whirlwind few days.
I don't really know. I'm going to try and take it all in and have some fun. I'll probably take the family with me, so we'll have a good time.
All right. You talked a little bit about Joe Panik, and I'd love to talk a little bit about the double play combination because you guys have it down. And when the ball is on the ground, someone on first base, you can almost write it in the book that it's going to get turned. How do you guys work so well together?
We've been able to play together a lot over the past. I mean, in the fall league, I played with him up the middle when he was just becoming a second baseman, and then last year, obviously, and into the postseason, and a lot this year. So we've just developed good chemistry, and we communicate well, and we take ground balls together every day, pretty much during batting practice. So I think just with the repetition, we've gotten even better together.
You know, you talked about him and you mentioned mechanical, the great Hall of Famer. It's interesting you said that. Charlie Gehringer was one of the greatest second basemen in the history of baseball for the Tigers. You know what they called him? The mechanical man, because he did everything the same way every time and he never made a mistake. It's interesting you said that about Joe Panik.
Yeah, I was saying that actually back when he was in the Fall League, because he was kind of new to the position and he was getting taught a certain way, so he was trying to do it that exact way. And now he's gotten pretty smooth out there, I think, actually, and he's quick with the double play turn and giving me a good feed on double plays, and he's become a really solid second baseman.
All right, so you get voted in. We know you're a great fielder. We've seen that over the years, but you're hitting this year. You're on a pace maybe to drive in 100. You got career high in home runs. What turned the hitting around?
I think the RBIs has a lot to do with the team. The guys are getting in scoring position for me, so I've been able to drive them in. And then the power, I don't know. I haven't really changed a whole lot. My approach has been a little more consistent, I think, trying to stay up the middle, and I've just ended up hitting some balls harder.
Have you been on All-Star teams before?
The last time was 2010 in Double-A Richmond. Somehow I snuck onto their All-Star team. I was hitting about 240, but somehow I got voted on there.
Did you play in that game?
I didn't. I broke my hand about a week before that, so I wasn't able to play in that one. I watched, though.
All right. You know, when you came up, everyone always said, just wait. Athleticism will take over. And it certainly did for you. But you have to sort of credit people in the organization, infield coaches, people who've worked with you, because you're an all-star. It doesn't happen to everybody. So who should we talk about?
There are a bunch of guys in the organization. From the front office to the scouting directors and to the coaching staffs down in the minor leagues. They either had faith in me or worked with me and got me to where I am now. So I appreciate it from everybody.
All right, you want to name anyone specifically?
I worked with with Jose Aguacil a lot, being an infielder and in the minor leagues. He really helped me out on a few things. And then Steve Decker, Andy Skills, I worked with both of them a lot hitting-wise. And then in the big leagues, I've probably worked with Wotus the most. And he's just taught me a lot of fundamental stuff and just the things that he sees. And he's really helped me out a lot as a big leaguer.
Well, they call him the professor, so I'm glad you mentioned him. But what a story. From the picture as a kid at Candlestick Park to the World Series champion to an all-star. What a story.
Yeah, I mean, it's a dream come true. I mean, I think I've said that a few times over the past 4 years. So it's awesome to be named an all-star, and I'm pretty excited about it.
All right. Have they asked you to be in the Home Run Derby? I asked Joe that.
No, not yet. I'll be waiting on the call.
All right. Now, if you were, who would pitch to you?
I don't know. Bam Bam throws me BP pretty much every day, so most comfortable with him. So I don't know. I'll have to ask him.
All right, Brandon, congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, more coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.